This is The Drive with Dale Lally and Matt Williamson on your 24-7 home of the black and gold, SNR, Steelers Nation Radio.
Welcome back. I am Dale Lally. He is Matt Williamson, and it is time for our final mock drafts of the 2023 season.
You're biting off a lot here. I'm a little concerned. You know, in our relationship, much as it is in my house, we have certain jobs.
We have roles.
My wife doesn't mow the lawn. I don't touch the finances, or we would be in deep in debt, and we'd have a Lamborghini and a unicorn and five jet skis. And you know,
you are the guy who bought a hot dog roller for your house.
Exactly. You know, so we all have our roles, and you're the guy.
A full size hot dog roller.
Oh, it's a beaut, man. Keep that sucker right next to the bed. And in our relationship, you handle, you know, the computer stuff and some of the admin work, where I can kind of willy-nilly around. And I just think you're biting off a lot here.
We're going to do dueling mock drafts to see it. So we're actually going to do two different mock drafts at the same time. One will be Matt's.
Mm-hmm.
The other one will be mine. We could really make this interesting. We could tweet them both out afterwards and see who comes.
Should.
Yeah, we have to see who came out of this better. We can also look at the grades here on Pro Football Focus.
So we're both on the same site with the same parameters.
The same settings, everything. Everything's exactly the same. So
I'm going to resist.
I will let you go first.
I'm going to resist the temptation, though, of doing a lot of trades, because I think that's taxing on you, and I also think it's a little unrealistic. But I probably will make a trade, maybe two.
Okay. In your draft, Bryce Young, C.J. Stroud, Tyree Wilson, Will Levis, Will Anderson, Jalen Carter, Anthony Richardson, Devin Witherspoon, Christian Gonzalez, Jackson Smith and Jigba, Broderick Jones, Peter Skoronski, Paris Johnson, Darnell Wright, Nolan Smith, Miles Murphy are all gone.
Okay. So
you got
Ranch, Brissett, Porter,
Banks. Porter's there, yeah.
So a couple of our targets from last segment were gone. Murphy and Wright.
You do have one trade offer.
From?
The Cincinnati Bengals are on the phone.
Man,
you can't make a trade with the Bengals.
That's a long time rule.
Yeah, they're 28, and you can't make a trade with the Bengals.
I'm not talking to them. I don't like them. They're not my friend. So they're out.
So who you taking?
I have to stick and pick.
Yeah.
I didn't see this coming. We just did the ranks. Brian Branch is the highest guy on my list, so sign me up.
Brian Branch is 17. Now we will sneak on over to my mock.
Okay.
The top guys, Bryce Young, C.J. Stroud, Jalen Carter, Will Levis, Will Anderson, Tyree Wilson, Anthony Richardson, Devin Witherspoon, Christian Gonzalez, Jackson Smith and Jigba, Paris Johnson, Peter Skoronski, Bijan Robinson, Nolan Smith, Joey Porter, Lucas Van Ness.
Ooh, a couple different dudes.
Couple different
Porter
names.
Gone, yeah.
That's why this makes this interesting.
Yeah, of course.
Broderick Jones is still available.
Wow, you have it easier. You rigged this thing.
I didn't do anything of the sort. Now, I also have one trade offer on the board.
I hope it's from the Ravens.
It's from the Colts at 35. We're not trading in the first round. We're just going
to
sit right here, and we're going to take Broderick Jones.
Okay. I'm not going to even write your list down.
All right, so we are back to you now.
At 32.
You have seven.
Good. I would like to move down from here, but I'm curious. Give me a couple names that are floating out there, please.
Dalton Kincaid.
Okay.
Anton Harrison, DeJuan Jones, Felix Nduke Uzomah, Jahmyr Gibbs, John Michael Schmitz, Darnell Washington, Josh Downs, Jack Campbell, Cam Smith, Steve Avila. Is there any one position that you want to look at here?
No, I wrote down three names I'm comfortable with, but I'm certainly fielding trade offers.
Seven trade offers you have.
Okay.
The Cardinals at 34, Titans at 41, the Patriots at 46, the Commanders at 47, the Lions at 48, the Buccaneers at 50, the Dolphins at 51.
Let's talk to Tennessee.
Tennessee at 41. All right, so they have 41, 72, 147, 186, 228. What do you want to get from
that? I really like 147, so that the desert of the draft is...
Well, they're going to give you that.
I know, and I can get 147.
Right now, 41 and 147 is 100% likely to be accepted.
And I would like a future pick from this really bad football team.
All right.
Can I get a third?
You can. There's a 71% chance that that will be accepted.
Can I get a third and a fifth?
57% chance that will be accepted.
Let's offer it up.
Trade was accepted.
Okay. I got four picks for 32. two or futures.
We're resuming the draft, and you're back up at 41 here for your second pick. Daywon Jones, John Michael Schmitz, Darnell Washington, Josh Downs, Steve Avila, Sam Laporta, Tyreek Stevenson, Nathaniel Dell, DJ Turner, Hendon Hooker, Drew Sanders, Luke Musgrave, Cody Mauch. Any one position that you want to look at there?
Please sort by corner.
Corners. Tyreek Stevenson, DJ Turner, Clark Phillips, Julius Brents, Travius Hodges-Tomlinson, Darius Rush, Corey Trice, Jartavius Martin, who's listed as a cornerback but is a safety, Garrett Williams, Jalen Jones. Do I need to go any farther than that?
No. I would like Martin, but I already have Branch, so that's off the table for me.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with Brents and just knock out the corner situation. I've got some extra picks here, but I want to make sure I get an outside corner, although there were some other names I like.
Okay. You are have made your pick, so you're down to 49 now. I am back on the clock here. I got Broderick Jones in the first round. The top guys available to me, Anton Harrison, Osiris Torrance, Daywon Jones. Well, I don't need another offensive lineman.
Right, right, right.
Felix Nduke Azoma, Jahmyr Gibbs, John Michael Schmitz, Mazi Smith, Darnell Washington, Josh Downs, Jack Campbell, Cam Smith, Steve Avila, Sam Laporta. Okay, I got two trade offers here. I got the Rams at 36.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
And I've got the Jacksonville Jaguars at 56. I'm going to talk to the Rams.
Heck yeah.
Because 36, they've got 36, 69, 77, three comp picks at 167, 171, 177, 182, 189, 191, 223, and 234. I should be able to find something.
I would think so. And I don't mean to stick my nose into your war room. You do whatever you'd like.
I'd like to get something future from you.
I would think you'd have the same logic I did by talking to a terrible team that I think is going to have a terrible year.
So to move down to 36 from 32, I'm not going to get a ton.
No.
But I'm going to see, will they give me 77? No. Okay, so I definitely want 167 then. I want your top comp pick. That will likely be accepted.
Mm-hmm.
How about your third next year, fellas?
Yeah.
42% chance that that will be accepted. I'm going to offer it up.
Offer it up, see what happens.
They said no. I'll sweeten it a little bit for you. How about I give you 251?
Oh, yeah, I knew you were going to throw that seventh rounder in. That's always good radio. Get rid of
that. That trade was accepted.
Ah, nice.
Yeah.
That worked out well.
I'm going to resume the draft here. And so, guess what? All those offensive linemen that I didn't want to take, that's who went.
Okay.
Which is perfect.
Works out well.
Perfect. So I'm back up here. I'm going to go and look at the cornerback position, and I'm going to also look at defensive interior linemen, and I'm going to look at linebackers. Cam Smith is available.
Okay.
Jack Campbell, Tyreek Stevenson, DJ Turner, Drew Sanders, Keanu Benton, Deion Henley, Clark Phillips, Kaylee Ringo, Julius Brents. I am going to take at this spot, I'm going to take Jack Campbell.
Okay. I get it. I think he immediately would go past Roberts.
Yes.
You know.
Yeah. You're back up at 149. You do have three trade offers here, just to let you know.
Well, I'm going to make your life a little easier. Not going to listen to trade offers until maybe like the fifth round.
Okay.
Just because I want to dump that seventh rounder. I don't want to take two of them.
Yeah.
So if you could sort and just leave it here, makes it easier on you. I only want to look at offensive tackles.
Okay.
Defensive tackles.
Okay.
Edges, off the ball linebackers, and of course tight ends.
You always like those hot young tight ends.
It's my thing.
And linebackers.
Can't have too many of them. So who's best available from those five positions?
You had offensive tackles, defensive interior, linebackers, and what was the other?
Edge and tight ends.
Jeez, it's like everybody.
I know, but it's half. There's no
Sam Laporta.
Okay.
Luke Musgrave. Cody Mauch. Tui Tupelotu. Keanu Benton. Deion Henley. Nick Herbig. Matthew Bergeron. Trenton Simpson. Isaiah Foskey. Tucker Kraft. Kobe Turner. I'm not going to go. Derek Hall still there, too.
Benton.
Drafting Keanu Benton at 49. Okay. I'm going to bounce back to my draft. And at 49. So I've got I got to get a cornerback here.
Yeah.
Essentially.
I have two DBs right off the bat.
Okay. So I've got Tyreek Stevenson, DJ Turner, Clark Phillips, Julius Brents. Easy.
Yeah, I took Brents.
Julius Brents.
A while ago, right.
That's a piece of cake.
Okay. So now to make your job easier, can you take D tackle away from the filter?
I sure can.
Go down to four positions.
I sure can. So you want offensive tackles. You
edge,
want edge.
Tight end. Linebacker. Notice I'm ignoring wide receiver. I don't want to be tempted.
I understand that. Okay. Mm-hmm. Nick Herbig. Tucker Kraft. DeMarvian Overshawn. Nick Saldaveri. Luke Schoonmaker. Isaiah McGuire. Carl Brooks. Byron Young. Dorian Williams. KJ Henry. Blake Freeland. Ivan Pace. Wanya Morris. Yaya Diaby.
Yep. There's an easy one for me, and I'm getting my hot young tight end in Tucker Kraft, and I feel comfortable doing it because I traded down, got the extra pick. This is my luxury choice. I love this player.
Okay. The pick is made. I am back up. So I've got an offensive tackle, I've got a linebacker, and I've got a cornerback.
We have a very different team.
Just shows there's different ways to do this.
Yep,
now,
yep.
The Tampa Bay Buccaneers are on the phone. They're offering pick 82 here. I got a pick at 80. I'm going to listen to what they have to offer.
Yeah, I might listen to trades in this neighborhood too.
So if I move down to 82, can I get 153 from them? Sure looks like I can. I like that. So 82 and 153 for 80, I am in.
Yeah, makes sense.
Yeah, trade accepted, resume the draft. So at 82, again, I'm going to look here at a bunch of different positions. I should still add a slot corner would be good, or a slot safety, mm-hmm. either one. Take a look at that. I'm going to look at – I haven't taken a defensive interior guy yet. And I'm going to look at the edge. So it's Nick Herbig, Travius Hodges-Tomlinson, who I don't see as a – I don't see him as an interior or a slot guy. He's never
He'd
done it.
He'd have to learn it.
He's never done it.
Right.
Corey
He's
Trice.
A tough fit.
Kobe Turner, Jordan Battle, Anthony Johnson, Moro Ojomo, Isaiah McGuire, Garrett Williams.
Interesting.
Carl Brooks, Jamie Robinson. You know what?
You're going to go Williams, I bet, here.
I'm going to go Carl Brooks.
Brooks, okay.
I'm going to go
I think
Carl
he's a
Brooks.
Good fit.
Yeah.
I think he really is a 3-4 D end.
Yeah, that's you know, what they've met with him a bunch of times. They brought him in. Mm-hmm. I think that's, yeah. Okay.
Okay, you can filter it down to three positions.
Okay.
Linebacker, edge, tackle.
Linebacker, edge, and offensive tackle.
And I'm going to listen to trade offers if there are any, because I would like to get rid of that seventh round.
You do have three.
Okay.
Next
pick is this? I'm sorry.
This is, 120. This is your
okay.
third round draft pick. Nick Saldaveri, Dorian Williams, KJ Henry, Ivan Pace, Braden Daniels, Carter Warren, Valami Fajeko, Yazir Abdullah, Owen Papo, Jordan McFadden. I think you're making this pick.
Yeah, I'm making this pick. I'm taking Saldaveri.
Okay.
Without question.
The pick is in.
I think he can play. That's funny because we talk every 2 days on the air, and he's somebody I've done a lot of homework on in those 2 days. People I trust really think he is a five. He can play any of the five spots. That he's really, really smart.
Yeah.
And I'll just figure something out. He might be my center. He might be a tackle. That's where he's figuring. Yeah.
So you have three picks remaining. You have 147, 241, 250. 241, mm-hmm. 251. I'm going to make my picker. I've got 120. 153, 167, and 241.
Okay.
I like what I have left.
Yeah, you got a lot.
All right, so I am back up here.
We both have future picks, too.
Yes, we do.
And bad team.
I'm trying to think of what I've taken now. I've got an offensive tackle, a cornerback, an inside linebacker, defensive lineman.
Mm-hmm. Took Brooks last time,
Took Brooks. I don't have – so I need an edge, a slot corner – maybe a tight end if there's value there.
Mm-hmm. You're not considering receiver?
It'd have to
be the right guy, but.
Let's see. Edge. Cornerback safety. Okay. So I'm looking here. I've got Nick Herbig's available.
Interesting.
Corey Trice, Anthony.
You took an off-the-ball linebacker, huh?
I did. But I took Jack Campbell.
But you don't have. You still have an edge need, correct?
KJ Henry, Riley Moss is there. Brenton Strange, Marte Mapu. I think he's more of a linebacker.
Though. I do too.
Vilemi Fojeko, Christopher Smith, Ronnie Hickman, Ja'Corian Bennett. You know what? I'm taking Brenton Strange there.
Nice. Didn't think you'd go for the tight end, but that's a nice
well,
pickup.
I have an extra pick.
That's the beauty of it, right. I think that's one of my favorite trade-down scenarios is then I can get my tight end that I've been after for 3 months.
Yeah. You're always after tight ends.
That's... Always. Especially in this draft. It's the best position in the draft.
Okay, so you are back up here now at 147. You don't have any trade offers.
Okay.
So you're kind of stuck here. Anthony Johnson, Chase Brown, Deuce Vaughn, Ivan Pace, Brenton Strange still available. He could have waited.
Yeah, but I like Kraft better.
Sidy Sal, Marte Mapu, Braden Daniels, Anthony Bradford, Catrell Clark. You want to remind people what you have so far?
Yeah. Can you also just filter by edge and linebacker?
Mm-hmm.
And I have Branch and Brents in the secondary. Benton, I'm very comfortable with, is an interior bad mofo. Kraft is one of my favorite tight ends, and Salvador is perfect for my O-line room because he's work in progress, but he can fill in somewhere next year.
Okay.
I don't have an off-the-ball linebacker. I don't have an edge. And right now there's only two Steeler edges, I think, that are guaranteed to make this team.
Here's what's available. Ivan Pace Jr., Vilemi Fojeko, Yazir Abdullah, Lonnie Phelps, Ventrell Miller, Jose Ramirez, Ochon Mathis, Cam Jones, Tyler Lacy.
You said my pal is there. Maybe he's listed as safeties. Either way, I'm taking
he's
Pace.
Listed as a safety,
I'm going to take Pace over him either way.
Yeah.
So
okay.
Pace is the pick.
Setting the pace. All right, you got a little ways to go there before you get to your next pick.
I'm going to have to sign an edge in free agency.
153, I still need a slot.
Yeah, there's probably somebody that's...
Guess who's still available? Anthony Johnson Jr.
Yeah, that works.
I am on it. Yeah. I don't even have to sort. Okay.
I'm down to those 2 sevenths, I think.
You are at 241. You have zero trade offers here. So
wow, sure. Just sort by best available.
Quindell Johnson, Grant Dubose, wide receiver out of Charlotte.
Mm-hmm.
Dante Sills, the defensive lineman out of West Virginia. Jake Andrews, a center out of Troy. Ochon Mathis, the edge out of Nebraska. Levi Bell, defensive lineman from Texas State. Scott Matlock, defensive lineman from Boise State.
I like him quite a bit.
Yeah.
I just don't know there's room for him.
Travis Dye, the running back out of USC. MJ Anderson, the edge out of Iowa State. Evan Hall, the running back.
Evan Hall.
You want Evan Hall?
Yep.
Okay. Easy enough.
I think he's Tyler Allgeier.
167, I am back up here. And I'm trying to think of what I need here. I could still use an edge, I guess.
I didn't get one.
You
have Herbig, but he could do a lot of stuff.
I didn't take Herbig.
Oh, you didn't take
him? I didn't, okay. No. I passed on. His brother's probably unhappy about that.
Yeah.
So I got Vilemi Fojeko, Yazir Abdullah, Lonnie Phelps, Jose Ramirez all available here.
I almost took Ramirez with that pick.
I am taking Jose Ramirez.
Okay, I'm hoping he's there.
I got a couple of max. I'm going to have some match in here again. We know how much the Steelers love their Mac guys.
Yeah, well, they're going to know a lot about him.
Yeah.
And is he still there for my last pick?
I don't believe that he is, no.
Yeah.
So you are up here. You got two trade offers for this one.
If I can turn it into a next year fifth or sixth, I'll take it.
I doubt that.
Yeah. I'll listen real quick.
You got the Saints are on the phone. They got 257. And the Bears are on the phone. They got 258. They're going to want to give you that pick. You're still going to make
a pick.
You're still going to have to make a pick.
Let's try real quick not to. Let's see if they can. I will offer this pick for their future fifth. This pick and next year's seventh for their future fifth.
That will not be accepted.
Okay. Well, then I'm just going to pick then.
All right.
What quarterbacks out there?
Quarterbacks. Tyson Badgett, Max Duggan.
Badgett.
Okay. Draft. Done. There's your draft. Okay. I am back up here. I am also going to take a quarterback here. Let me see who's available. Tyson Badgett, the only one available. I guess I'm taking him.
I think we have two or three of the same players.
Shockingly enough, I mean, we're taking.
Yeah, I think it's only two.
Okay. We got them in different spots, though.
I know. So your draft's better than mine, by the way.
It always is.
Well, you got Jones in the first round is gifted to you.
Okay. So you took Brian Branch. That was an A.
No, I don't care about their grades. I know more about this than they do.
Julius Brents at 41 with the trade down. The trade down got a B plus.
I don't care about that. I'm just competing against you.
Brents was a well, where you took him at though. You got him at 41. You got a C minus for that.
So you got him later, I think.
Yeah. Keanu Benton at 49 was a C minus. Tucker Kraft was a B. Nick Saldivari was an A. Ivan Pace an A. Evan Hall an A minus. And Tyson Badgett was a C plus. Overall, you got an A minus. Okay.
Maybe they do know something.
You might have got a better grade than me, actually.
Not to mention,
you did get a better
Titans
grade.
Third and fifth.
Well, I got extra picks, too.
I got the Rams.
I got the Rams third. Like, that's an extra second round pick. So I got Broderick Jones was an A.
Of course.
Jack Campbell was a B plus. I got a B for my trade with the Rams, which is way underselling that because I got the Rams third-round pick, and they are going to stink.
They're
going to
stink, yeah.
That's going to be like the 65th or 66th pick
in
next year's
draft.
Yeah. I got Julius Brents at 49. They got a B-minus as opposed to your C-plus. Gave me a D for Carl Brooks at 82.
I know they're really low on him.
For
whatever reason,
I don't care.
I know they're low on him. Doesn't matter.
He might
be
Aaron Smith. He might be Aaron Smith. The guy was really productive at sack after sack at the lower level.
I think he's warmly plus.
Yeah.
You know.
For my trade with the Buccaneers, I got a B minus, which got me an extra pick in this year's draft. Brenton Strange got me a C. I got an A plus for Anthony Johnson Jr.
Nice. That worked out well for you. Yeah.
Gave me an F for Jose Ramirez. Are you kidding me?
That's
an F?
Crazy. In the seventh round, right?
I got him in the fifth round. At 167, he's a good football player.
He's productive, too.
Yeah.
No, I think he fits. An F?
I got an F. And then for my pick of Tyson Badgett, I got a C.
Okay, let's do this real quick.
Okay.
We could fight about this, but who cares? I think Tennessee's going to stink, too. I have the Titans third and fifth. You have the Rams third. Let's say that's a wash. So scratch that. I have Brents and Badgett. You have Brents and Badgett. So that leaves my remaining stuff versus your remaining stuff. What does that list look like?
I got Broderick Jones.
Okay, you have Jones.
I got Jack Campbell.
Campbell, okay.
I might have two starters right out of the gate.
I think you do.
Yeah. I got Carl Brooks in the third round.
Okay.
You ended up with...
I'm just give me yours real quick.
Brenton Strange in the fourth round.
Okay.
Anthony Johnson and Jose Ramirez in the fifth.
Okay.
And we both got Tyson Badgett.
Right. So of your six picks that are different, I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 as well.
Okay.
Jones certainly trumps Salvadori. I'm going position by position.
Okay.
Campbell certainly trumps Pace. I will gladly take Benton over Brooks.
They play two different positions, though.
But they're both
defensive tackles. They're both defensive tackles.
Right.
But Benton's more of a nose tackle, while Brooks is more of an end.
Right. But I would much rather Benton. I think you would, too.
Yeah.
I mean, no question. I will definitely take Kraft over Strange. That doesn't mean I don't like your guys. Don't get personal with
them. I'm not.
I'll take Branch way over Johnson, but that's a nice value. And then you have Ramirez, I have Hull. And I'm quite unhappy I did not get an edge. I'm calling Justin Houston and overpaying him.
I can probably I can pick up a free agent running back.
And the running backs are easy to find. I just like Hull, but that's a seventh round pick, and I think he could make the team. I think they're comparable. I mean,
just different, filling different needs.
Jones carries a lot of weight, and unfortunately, I didn't have that option.
I think Campbell carries a lot of weight, too. Like,
yeah.
He could be a 10-year starter at inside linebacker. Well, he does, yeah. There's no doubt.
I mean, Branch is a starter. That's the only guy I know is a starter. Benton will play a lot.
Brents could wind up playing a lot.
Yeah, I'm thinking of guys that we don't have the same dude. Okay. Well, let's put it on Twitter and see who votes.
Okay. Well, we will do that as soon as the show's over here. Should we list the entire draft or should we list just the guys
list
we had
the
different?
Results, if possible.
Okay.
Including the future picks, though.
Yeah. Because people out there, let us know who did better here, which draft. I bet you I win because all the Steelers fans want the offensive tackle.
Yeah, and I get that. I mean, what you got there in the first round.
And that's no fault of your own.
No, it just
it wasn't available.
First 16 were different, right.
Yeah, so that's the way the draft goes.
Those future picks, though.
The way the draft goes. You have no control over what other teams do.
No, right. I
mean, you can love a guy, but that doesn't mean you're going to get him.
You have to adjust on the fly. That's what this is about.
Everybody loved J.J. Watt in 2011.
Right. I didn't even have a trade offer in the first round. It was only the Bengals.
You're not going to make that trade.
No.
Yeah. But that's it. Matt, when we come back tomorrow, it'll be actual draft time.
So the drive will be back Monday.
Yes.
I guess is okay.
We will be the kind of wrapping everything up, on Monday. We'll have all the rundown of all the weekend's events. In the meantime, you can hear us both on all the Steelers coverage on ESPN 970, on Steelers Nation Radio. You can check us out. We'll have different videos on Steelers.com as well, including our final mock draft there.
Right.
You can watch that show. It's all kinds of stuff. Steelers are going to be bringing you all kinds of great draft coverage, as we will here on ESPN 970 and Steelers Nation Radio as well. But for my partner, Matt Williamson, I am Dale Lally. We thank you for listening to this edition of The Drive on Steelers Nation Radio.